Blog Talk Radio.
I've been on the verge of breaking. Couldn't find my way out of here. I saw you standing there waving, making all this hell disappear. You are my holy water. You are my river. Wash me away and take me high. 'Cause something about your love just sets me free. Something about your love just sets me free. I have my time being reckless, holding back my heart for too long. All those empty nights made me helpless. I was fading like the end of a song. You are my holy water. You are my river. Wash me away and take me high. 'Cause something about your love just sets me free. Something about your love just.
Welcome to the Art of Seduction, and I hope everyone's having a great week. It's been a rough one for me, but I'm getting there. It's Wednesday, so we're halfway through. Hey, Pam. Hey, Naomi. How are you both?
Hello.
Good.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that. Never mind. I was going to say that intro song doesn't quite butt up with the quote, but I really liked it. I really liked it. So I had to put it up because, you know, that's the way I am sometimes. And, so it looks like we have some decent poetry tonight. We have a few people who did not give me permissions yet. I'm sure I'll have them by Friday with my luck. So tonight we're going to read what we have and take it from there. So what's up, ladies? Naomi, did it stop snowing?
Yeah, but it's freezing. Oh, my gracious. I don't know what it is in Fahrenheit, like mine in the minus 20s here Celsius. So
yes.
I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, but, you know, it's way below zero.
Yeah, I think there's like 30 degrees-ish. There's a big ish there. So at that, it's only like 10. So that's a little much for me. Yeah, I couldn't do that very well. Couldn't do it gracefully, let me just tell you. But,
We're going to a real cold spell here. It's like, you know, it's like February, really. Mm. It's crazy. Yeah.
It was pretty nippy here, I'll tell you. But, our temperatures have been like in the 20s and 30s, which is, you know, it's more like a January kind of thing. So we're a little bit ahead of schedule, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, here it's a little different. So what do you do, right? I think that the seasons have really shifted. at least that's my take on the whole thing, you know. And, you know, what are you going to do, right? What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, you just have to deal with it.
Right. Now, Pam is still in the throes of summer out there in Wisconsin because she hasn't hit her normal lows. Normally, she's like, I don't know, she makes me cold just by talking to her about the weather. But I don't think that's happening now.
But, today was the low 30s, which is still decent for this time of year. But tomorrow, it's supposed to be 45 degrees and sunny. But
you'd be out in your bikini.
Wow.
Yes, but however, we both know that weathermen and Mother Nature both wrong and fickle. So I love you.
Amen.
But if it is 45 degrees and sunny, I am putting on my sweater, my hat, my gloves, and I am heading outside to do some Christmas shopping. Because if I don't grab some stuff for Christmas now, just my luck, we'll have a snowstorm in 2 days that'll have me snowed in until December 27th.
I totally understand that whole theory there. Yep. Absolutely. Well, look, I suggest that you put your bikini out. Don't put it on until you find out the real weather. But, you know,
that's
a heat wave for you, you'll be ready to go.
If it reaches 55, I'm going sunbathing.
There you go. Oh, my gosh. Send pictures. Okay?
Yeah.
Post it on the late night poets board. You know, how much have you paid for it? We're good.
The next prompt for our next Art of Seduction show.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh,
welcome to the new year.
Oh, God help us. God help us. No. All in good fun.
Oh, yes.
My God. You know, what are you going to do? We have to be a little crazy sometimes, right? Oh, my gosh. So, I don't know. We all ready for some good old poetry? I guess some interesting takes from the prompt. Yeah. I don't know what I can say, actually. I'm a little confused, but I'm going to say this. The prompt for tonight is basically the quote. And the quote for the night was, "Put those sheets like holy waters, and I will worship your skin like a born-again believer." And that is a quote from Tyler Knott Gregson. I found it. I wandered upon it, you know, like I do so many times. And I kind of liked it, you know, it had a good vibe to it. And I said, yeah, let's try it. So here we are, we're trying it. But we got a good turnout, got a full contest from it. And I thought that was pretty decent. So made me happy. And I'm going to put it up in the form that it was on the contest. Well, that's if oh my God, I actually found it that quick. Sometimes I scare myself. Don't tell anybody though. Okay, and here is the prompt. And it's a little hard to read, so you might need to make it bigger. But that's the way I made it look. And I thought it was just, I thought it had some interesting possibilities. So anyway, not sure. If we only had a man on board, hint, if anyone's listening. But to start us off, I have one by Eric Svensson. And he was kind enough to give us an audio. So, Eric, I want to thank you for starting off the show. And here we go. This is called Aboard a Camel of the Maritime Silk Road. All right. Here we go. And here's the recording.
Aboard a Camel of the Maritime Silk Road. Dal Re Wi. Do adrift on the Nile, angular lanteen sails slants ras attentive intrusion, a congregation of sacred ibis sky wedged above, wingspan hover sketches, ethereal boomerangs. Soon they will settle down on the leeward riverbank. Crisp white cotton cocoons a dreamscape, glimpses of slender suntanned limbs pan in and out, rhythmic rise and fall of restful chest. Shy shoebill stalks strain not to intrude, pointed beaks delicately spear for fish, downcast eyes aware of dull sanctity. A pair of green bee-eaters alight close to your dull bed, jade eyes ablaze, you murmured before our trip. Bee-eaters tend to be monogamous cooperative breeders. Dhows used to be the camels of the maritime Silk Road. White-crowned wheat-eater perky, you fenced feather light, prefer earthy, crisp Egyptian cotton sheet, darling. Dhow sunray disc trips, dips down, shimmers Anthony and Cleopatra's burnished gold barge momentarily, until cotton chrysalis opens to invite sweet nectar proboscis perusal in poem.
And yes, I was. Yes, I was. Absolutely. I'm steady talking to you, Pam. It was a great audio, Eric. And Pam, do you want to start us off on this one?
Sure, absolutely. This has wonderful imagery and metaphors and great wordplay. I really like how Eric uses a sense of movement, the movement of the dhow boats and the movement of the water to show the idea of sensuality. And he really brings this whole right to life, which I think to me is just a feast for the senses. I really like where he says, crisp white cotton cocoons, a dreamscape, glimpses of slender suntanned limbs pan in and out, rhythmic rise and fall of a restful chest. And then also burnished gold barge momentarily, until cotton chrysalis opens to invite sweet nectar proboscis perusal. Wonderful lines and really a great sense of intimacy. So very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, you know, wonderful workplace all through this. You know, and, you know, it's just packed full of such amazing metaphors. Oh, my gracious. And like Pam said, the movement throughout the rite is just amazing. And, of course, Pam went and read the stanza I wanted to read. But, you know, I really like how he takes this from, you know, the bees, you know, to the camels, and then, you know, to there's even something sensual about the Silk Road, and then he ties it in with the crisp Egyptian cotton sheets. You know, I just like that. Prefer earthy, crisp Egyptian cotton sheets, darling? You know, it's just like, it's kind of like he's a question. Yeah, you prefer them? But, you know, just, you know, the way he plays around with words is just phenomenal. And then he brings it all into Antony and Cleopatra in the end there. You know, just an amazing love story that was. And, you know, it brings it full circle. So wonderful, wonderful, intelligent rite and very sensual by Eric Svensson here. Just loved it.
Nice comment, Naomi. Yeah, I thought this was an excellent piece by Eric. A great parallel in the right, comparing the, well, his comparisons throughout, let's be real. Aboard a camel of a maritime silk road, you know, a Dow is being a ship. I like how he pulled that off throughout. He great parallels in the right and very well done. Eric has a great way with words always. Downs used to be the camels of the maritime silk road. White-crowned weed-eater, perky, you fence back feather light. Prefer earthy, crisp, Egyptian cotton seats, darling. Dow, sunray disc trips, dips down, shimmers Anthony and Cleopatra's burnished gold barge momentarily until cotton chrysalis opens to invite sweet nectar proboscis perusal. I think his vocabulary is wonderful. You know, I mean, he always has words that kind of make me go, oh, I had to go look up what a Dow was. I mean, I knew it had something to do with water. I got that much. But I had to look it up and see. And I think it was a great piece and very well written, very well read. As always, his audios are so complete, you know. And he has, well, you know, it's his work. But, I mean, he has the perfect tone for the rights that he does. And I think that's pretty incredible. So thank you so much, Eric, for sharing with us. Very much appreciate your writing for the contest. Excellent job. Okay, let me see now. Mm-hmm. Okay, Pam, this next one I'm going to put up for you. And this is called All I See by Jessica C. Wheeler. So whenever you're ready.
Out there in the vast and endless blue, you're all I see, sun-kissed and divine, waving in harmony with the ocean. How I long to christen the tides beneath you, to cross this liquid bridge and bless the water till it's holy. Splash me with the mist that carries your silent call. I want to feel your whisper on my skin. Let us meet in the chapel of sun and sea breeze, where the ocean and sky shall bear witness to our union. Lay there, love, no need to part the sea, for I will walk on water just to get to you. End poem.
Nice read, Pam. And Naomi, do you want to start us off on this?
Of course. Wow, it's an honor. Comment on such a beautiful write by Jessica C. Wheeler. And, you know, she's spot on to that prompt, my gracious, you know, where all the references, you know, the religious, the spiritual references, like to walk on water, you know, park the sea. Lay there, love, no need to park the sea, for I will walk on water just to get to you. That's such a beautiful, you know, ending, but you know, splash me with the mist that carries your silent call. I want to feel your whisper on my skin. That's mm-hmm. so beautiful, you know, that's that stanza there, but all through just amazing, right? You know, she even has a how I long to christen the tides, and you know, bless the water till it's holy, you know, so she puts in all the elements that fit so well with that prompt, and such a mm-hmm. sensual, beautiful write. Just absolutely. Amazing.
Absolutely. Now, Pam, I know you read it. Are you ready to comment?
I am ready, yes.
Okay. Awesome.
And I thought this was absolutely beautiful all the way through. An amazing sensual write and great take on the prompt. But the part that really stood out to me is how I long to christen the tide beneath you, to cross this liquid bridge and bless the water till it's holy. Wonderful lines mm. and very well done.
Absolutely. I think this is a gorgeous piece. This is one of those, Naomi, where I want to copy all the lines. It's terrible because I like each stanza of this piece. I really did.
Yeah. And they all wrap together, right?
I mean, you know, you've all quoted, so the two of you have quoted so many of these lines because they are great. You know, I mean, I'm just, okay, where do I want to go, you know? This one here, let us meet in the chapel of sun and sea breeze, where the ocean and sky shall bear witness to our union. Lay there, love, no need to part the sea, for I will walk on water just to get to you. I mean, it's just fabulous. I think that it was a wonderful take on the prompt, and yeah, I think there's a beautiful piece. So nice job, Jessica C. Wheeler, and thanks for writing for us. Always appreciate it. Just, yeah, nice stuff. Very, very well done. And let me see what I got going on. So of course, I'm like not quite there. Let me see. Okay. I'll read the next one. And then I'll beat up on Naomi. Just kidding, Naomi. I'm just kidding. Don't run. It's okay. We're good. Okay. This one is called Creamy Seduction by Rodrigo 22. And kind of goes like this, if I can.
Deep voice, Dale.
Yes. One thing is not good to not have a male voice on board because, well, it puts us women in an awkward position sometimes. Just saying. Hint, hint, hint. Passing it on again. She stood in front of the mirror angrily, complaining that she had gained weight. I sat on the bed quietly admiring her with my male mind in a much different state. She continued to vent as she contemptuously ran her hand down her shapely, straining skirt seam. I gazed at her womanly figure in admiration, seeing her extra curves as just a delight with more delicious cream. I hated seeing her agonizing over her body, especially as I was glorying at the sumptuous view. She started to smooth her soft satin blouse with her delicate hands. There was only one thing I wanted to do. My nethers rumbling, I stood up, walked over to her, and wrapped my arms fully around her from behind. I pressed my entire body into hers, feeling her delicious, fleshy warmth meld volcanically into mine. I nestled my head against her smooth-scented face and neck, feeling the sweet softness of her hair on my cheek. My hands traced along the satin fabric that adorned her sublime stomach and breasts, and my legs got a little weak. She giggled at the suddenness of my ardor and craned her arm back, stroking the base of my hairline. Exquisite ripples of pleasure ran down my body, reacting to her delicate, warm fingers that felt so divine. I slipped my hand under her V-neck blouse with furtive circular caresses through her lightly padded, heaving chest. I delighted in sensing her immediate hardening peaks, shouting my earnest seduction's success. She spun around with a beaming, loving smile, and I marveled at the cute laughter lines around her shining eyes. Embracing, my grappling hands explored her body with a tighter, affirming grip on frothy folds she wrongly did despise. We passionately kissed, my hand undoing her skirt zip so that it slipped down her nylon-clad legs to encircle her high heels. With frantic and elaborate movements of sudden adoration, we moved towards the bed in a series of clumsy pirouettes and reels. With wild abandon, I kissed her deeply and propelled her passionately back onto the bed, and she gazed at me with excited surprise. I fell gently onto her sensational, half-clad, sensuous shape, but what happened next is our intimate secret, and not for others' ears or eyes. End poem. Yip, yip. And Naomi, do you want to start us off?
Yeah. What a, you know, this is a piece that where you feel like you're a voyeur. Just, you know, peeking in the window while this is going on. Oh, my gracious, you know, they're just so well told, this tale. And I love, you know, that he states that, you know, that, you know, you don't have this woman with this really thin, long, you know, shapely legs and, you know, toned body and, you know, not a not a, a ripple of honor, you know. I like that, you know, that he likes a woman with more curves, because, you know, you can like that, you know. Real women are like that, you know. We're not all top models with long, long legs and measure almost 6 feet tall and have these legs that go on forever and have these skinny little, you know, bodies, you know, and all fit and trim and, you know, tucked and trimmed and whatever. So I like that about this Wright. I think that's what I like the most, you know, that he embraces that, you know, accepts it, and that it turns him on. And bravo, Rodrigo. Way to go. wonderful. Very sensual, hot Wright. Wow. Amazing.
Right. Well, you know, Naomi, here we say beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. You know, when you love someone, you don't even see those things anymore. That's the way I see it. But, you know, everybody's different. You know, some people are a little more, you know, harsh. And Pam, how about you? What do you want to say about it?
Oh, this is a wonderful sensual Wright. And I like how it does have a very personal and intimate feeling to it.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that ending with, I fell gently onto her sensational half-clad sensuous shape, but what happened next is our intimate secret and not for another's ears or eyes. And though, mm-hmm. you know, we could definitely put in a guess that would probably be correct, it's nice that there's that little bit of mystery, that something personal shared. And I like how this is sensuality that's based on the reality of life, you know.
Yep.
And another part I really like is, I nestled my head against her smooth-scented face and neck, feeling the sweet softness of her hair on my cheek. That is such a beautiful and tender moment. So wonderful, mm-hmm. Wright, and very well done.
Absolutely. I thought it was a great piece. I absolutely did. I have, I thought it was a nice Wright, loving and well done. I thought it was a reassuring piece, you know, to his partner, or the partner in the Wright. I don't want to assume anything. But she continued to Venice. She contemptuously ran her hand down her shapely, straining skirt seam. I gazed at her womanly figure in admiration, seeing her extra curves as just a delight with some more delicious cream. I hated seeing her agonizing over her body, especially as I was glorifying at the sumptuous view. She started to smooth her soft satin blouse with her delicate hands. There was only one thing I wanted to do. I really enjoyed it, and I thought it was just nicely written. So absolutely an excellent piece. I mean, there's lots of nice little spots in the stanzas that, you know, we could probably quote all night, you know, this one or that one or the other one. But I think that it was just a really loving piece. So nice work, Rodrigo, and I hope to see you work again soon on the in the next contest. That'll be nice. Let me see now. Okay, Miss Naomi. That was my deep voice for the night. Not really. I lied. I can't bring myself to give deep voice. But. Okay, Naomi, this one is called Entice Me Sweet by Betty Page. So whenever you're ready.
Okay. Have to refresh here. Okay. I got it. Entice Me Sweet. Entice me sweet, sweetie, come love me, entice me so wickedly in ways I've yet known. Lusciously indulge, taste my sweet peachy nectars, bite me viciously, erotically high, make me immortal, my love, as wild vampires, pierce your fangs in deep, tear and pull, gripping my flesh, grab me, pin me down, sweetie, come love me, entice me so wickedly in ways I've yet known. Lusciously indulge, taste my sweet peachy nectars, bite me viciously, erotically high, make me immortal, my love, as wild vampires pierce your fangs and deep, tear and pull, gripping my flesh, grab me, pin me down so roughly, make love, wrestle me till I submit. Keep riding, don't quit. End poem.
Holy moly. I don't know, Betty Page. That's a scary scenario. Pam, you want to start us off?
She had to go. She said, be right back.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe I'll start it off. A great piece vampirically, you know, speaking. You know, it's a little rough, but that's okay. Sometimes some like it rough. But, yeah, sweetie, come love me. Entice me so wickedly in ways I've yet known. Lusciously indulge. Taste my sweet peachy nectars. Bite me viciously. Erratically high. Make me immortal, my love, as wild vampires. You know, pierce your fangs in deep. Tear and pull, gripping my flesh. Grab me, pin me down. You know, it's a wonderful, I want to say almost a dark sensual piece. But I don't know if dark's really the right word for it, but I think that Betty did a fine job pulling it together and writing on her thoughts of the prompt. Not quite sure how it fit with the prompt, but, you know, we all have different thoughts on, you know, the ideas.
Yes.
Yeah, Pam's back. See, she threw me under the bus, Naomi. You saw that, right? I saw it. I do think Betty did a good job with this. And Pam's got the right word in her comment, but I'll let her say it instead. Okay, Pam, go for it, girl.
That's right. I said erotic. It was definitely an amazing erotic write. Wonderful imagery and metaphors. Great 575 line. I would put this in the realm of dark sensuality, especially with pierce your fangs in deep. Tear and pull, gripping my flesh, grab me, pin me down, you know. But it's really nice the way she speaks on the idea of sensuality combined with the playing and the biting and, you know, the idea of that eternal connection. Yes, I would definitely say that either Betty herself or this character in this poem really likes it rough. So excellent writing and very well done.
I'm sure it's a work of the imagination. Now behave yourself, Pam.
Well, definitely a good imagination.
I think it was a great piece. So Naomi, what did you want to say?
Yeah, well, you know, a wonderful dark sensual write that takes us on one hot wild ride, that's for sure. She keep riding, don't quit. And you know, we're just bouncing up and down here all over the place. And you know, with fangs out and claws out and everything. So, really great write by, and I love that by Betty Page. I love her title, Entice Me Sweet. Oh, that's so perfect for the write. So, wonderful, wonderful write.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, give me 1 second. Have to answer something. Yes. Okay, Pam. I'm going to give you this next one. And this one is called Barefoot in Metaphor. And this is by Fran Marais. So, There we go. Whenever you're ready.
Slightly after midnight and satin platinum comforts the mood, I sense these sensual vibrations pulsating passion as you seek beneath my skin, burning me like pages of poetry, molding me into the heat of each fine line, inked stains of pleasure. Fountains of pleasure pump through my veins. Golden sheets drip rapid refrains with burning waters of ecstasy. You massage my bare ego, defining each sequence of my body soaked in quenched desire. You rope me into your naked art, nestled in a cushioned cocoon of sexual senses. And once again, I'm caught barefoot in metaphor and poem.
Nice read, Pam. And Naomi, I'm going to let you kick us off.
Yeah, I liked every line of this, you know. From the satin platinum comforts the mood to right down to the, you know, and once again, I'm caught barefoot in metaphor. In every line in between, just amazing. Fountains of pleasure fountains of pleasure pump through my veins. Golden sheets drip rapid refrains with burning waters of ecstasy. And then you massage my bare ego, defining each sequence of my body soaked in quenched desire. It's she's bearing her all. It's as if, you know, she's either the poem or the right, or he is, and or they both are, and they're exploring each other's every line of their writing. And so it, amazing, witty write, by Fran Marie. Very cleverly put together and very sensual. So way to go, way to go, Fran Marie. I really enjoyed this one. Very unique and creative.
Absolutely. And Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is beautiful. I like how she speaks on the sensuality of poetry, and compares it to an addiction, like a drug. Fountains of pleasure pump through my veins, golden sheets drip rapid refrain with burning waters of ecstasy was especially sensual lines to me, but I've really found it beautiful all the way through. And another phrase I really thought was creative was, you wrote me into your naked art. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Yeah, I have to agree with both of you. I really like this piece. And it was, very well done. I like the metaphor all the way through. Slightly after midnight and satin platinum comforts the mood. I sense those sensual vibrations pulsating passion as you seep beneath my skin, turning me like pages of poetry, molding me into the heat of each fine line, ink stains of pleasure. I love how she definitely carries that thought all the way through in the other stanzas. And I do like the way she ended it. You're right, Pam. You know, you wrote me into your naked art, nestled in a cushioned cocoon of sexual senses. And once again, I'm caught barefoot in metaphor. Oh, I think it was great. Just really very seductive piece and nicely written. Very much enjoyed it. And let me see what I have now. Hello, Arendt Panther. Welcome aboard. And let me see. Okay. The next one I have is by Mamia. And I have an audio for this, so let me put it up. And This is called Dive Down Deep by Mamiya. And here comes the audio.
Dive down deep. Dive into bed with me to seek out hidden gems in the wreckage that is me. Pry my vaults open and rob me of my jewelries like an excited archaeologist. Seek out my darkest depths and I will reveal my secrets for your eyes only. Don't wear out your welcome. I am as fickle as I am fun. I may just make you mine for all eternity.
Nice. Nice job, Mamiya. Great audio. And Pam, you want to start us off on this one?
Yeah, that was a wonderful read by Mamiya. And I really like this write and how it speaks on wanting to be loved for every part of yourself, including your flaws. You know, you want somebody to look deep down into the darkest depths of yourself and see that you are offering a complete and eternal love. You know, I really like pry my vaults open and rob me of my jewelries like an excited archaeologist. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Nice comment, Pam. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, I agree with Pam. I really love that those lines too that she just recited. Those are some amazing lines. And I also like, you know, that she has a little bit of playfulness in this too, you know, where she says, don't wear out your welcome. I am as fickle as I am fun. Oh, that makes me think of somebody. You know? Yeah, it's like, you know, you know, you don't want just on the surface. You know, you want somebody to dig in deep, you know, so in that way, you know, sometimes people, you know, they don't dig in deep enough. They're just there for, you know, they're just there for one thing, you know, what that thing is. And, you know, so don't wear out your welcome or, you know, I'll get rid of you really fast, you know. But, you know, come dive real deep into me and we'll have that fun. So really well done by Mamiya. And I loved hearing her read this, right? Wonderful.
Absolutely. And Pam, how about you? Where did I start with you?
You started with me.
No, I didn't. Don't lie. That's not nice. Fibber. Oh, God. She really means it, I think. I don't know. What I did, I didn't. I don't know.
No,
anyway.
You honestly did. Honestly did.
I'm a witness. I'm a witness.
Well, we'll get a witness. Anyway, God. Yeah, I'm okay. See how I am? I thought this was a wonderful brevity, sensual and well-penned. And I pulled these lines. Seek out my darkest depths, and I will reveal my secrets for your eyes only. Don't wear out your welcome. I am as fickle as I am fun. I may just make you mine for all eternity. You know, it was just, I don't know. It was a great piece. It was, you know, it wasn't a whole lot of extra words in here. It was just enough. And I did like that little touch of humor there, Naomi. I agree with you on that. Yeah. So wonderful work, Mamiya, and great audio. And, yeah, thanks for writing for us. Appreciate it. And let me see now. See, got all kinds of goodies coming from this prompt. Let me see. Hey, the next piece. I know who's going to read it. There we go. this is called A Taste of Grace by Naomi Serra. And here we go.
Oh. Okay. Yes. A Taste of Grace. Part the sheets. Reveal the depths where our passion hides. Until my cup runneth over and I walk on water to unleash the flames of our desires. Worshipping your skin as if it were a sanctified shrine, my every touch a prayer whispered, tracing paths of ecstasy divine. Make me a born-again believer, surrendering to your boldest endeavors. Your hands and tongue enrapturing my body in a moment of rebirth. As in every heated breath, we find redemption. In every fiery kiss, a taste of grace. Awakening the sacred song of Psalms, we yearn to feel. In this blessed temple as we kneel, entangled limbs, singing hymns of praise, you drinking from my holy grail, I drowning in your hallowed skin. End poem.
Excellent piece, Naomi. And Pam, I'm going to let you start us off.
All right. Well, I think this is absolutely beautiful and a wonderful take on the prompt. I have to say, I really like the background picture that you chose, Naomi. And I love the way you make your stanzas flow. And let's see, all the way through, this is amazing. But I especially like worshiping your skin as if it were a sanctified shrine. My every touch a prayer whispered, tracing paths of ecstasy divine. Make me a born-again believer, surrendering to your boldest endeavors, your hands and tongue enrapturing my body in a moment of rebirth. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Yeah.
What she said, times three. I mean, it's a fabulous piece. So many wonderful lines in throughout the whole piece itself. And I picked up kind of where Pam did. Worshipping your skin as if it was a sanctified shrine. My every touch of prayer whispered, tracing paths of ecstasy divine. Make me a born-again believer, surrendering to your boldest endeavors. Your hands and tongue enraptured my body in a moment of rebirth. It's such a spot-on take on the prompt. It's pretty amazing. You know, a wonderful, wonderful piece. Yes, and I really liked it a lot. So, and I could copy all the lines, but I'm not going to do it because I wrote it in my book that I'm not going to do that anymore. But yes, it's really just a fabulous, fabulous piece. And you know, it's kind of the thoughts that I had when I read the prompt, and it's a great take on it because you know. I don't know. That's where my mind went. Doesn't mean it's the only way to look at it, but it definitely is wonderful. So, and yeah, I like the picture too. I think this image is wonderful for it. There's something about it has a very, I don't know. There's just something a little bit, I don't want to use the word religious, spiritual. There's a depth to the image that goes with the depth in the piece. So I think you did a fabulous job with that as well. So yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil.
And thank you. I appreciate it very much. And this next piece we have is called Feverish Fantasies by Stellina. And guess what? I have an audio for it. Oh, yeah. So here we go. And let me hit the button. And here goes.
Are you a god? No. You are a man, all man, a fiery, aching loins that taunt my soft, willing flesh, which yearns to yield to your carnal desires. You are the altar of sacrificial ritual, whereupon my quickening breath echoes through floating veils of expectancy, my body rising in response to the thought of your touch. I will fall before you in dark delirium as I await initiation into your eroticism, where pleasures yet undiscovered may awaken from dormancy. Your midnight eyes devour me as silken sheets slip away, arousing my already fluttering surrender to imagined ecstasy of you within me. I drink from your mulberry silk lips as from a chalice of ambrosial wine, intoxicating my ardor, releasing all my inhibitions as you fulfill my feverish fantasies.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. Pam, do you want to start us off on this one?
Absolutely. This is wonderful. As always, a brilliant read, a wonderful write all the way through. I really enjoy and appreciate the passion and the sensuality that comes through in this erotic write. And I especially like the stanza that says, you are the altar of sacrificial ritual whereupon my quickening breath echoes through floating veils of expectancy, my body rising in response to the thought of your touch. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Great, great comment, Pam. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, I really, you know, she has one of these voices that are made for sensuality. Selena does, oh my gracious, it's such a beautiful voice. I really liked, you know, you are the altar of sacrificial ritual whereupon my quickening breath echoes through floating veils of expectancy, my body rising in response to the thought of your touch. So barely to the thought, that's powerful. You know, barely to the thought of the touch, not even the touch itself before it comes, just thinking of the touch. Her body is already rising in response. That's really, really, you know, that's awesomely arousing there. And, you know, there's so many lines throughout this. Oh, my gracious, Stelina. Wow. She's just the queen of sensual rites, isn't she? Beautifully done.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. I think that this is just a wonderful write by Stelina. An excellent take on the prompt as well. Beautifully penned and read. Her audios are always great, so. You know, I feel like I do say the same thing all the time. That was a great audio, Stelina. I feel stupid at this point saying it because she just has that talent, you know, to get it right. but I picked up the last two stanzas. Your midnight eyes devour me as silken sheets slip away, arousing my already fluttering surrender to imagined ecstasy of you within me. I drink from your mulberry silk lips as from a chalice of ambrosial wine, intoxicating my ardor, releasing all of my inhibitions as you fulfill my feverish fantasies. I think you did an awesome job, really. This is another one that was such a good take on the prompt. That aspect of, pulling in that little bit of a spiritual note. And I think that, it was a great job. So I much enjoyed that, Stelina, and thank you for sharing. Absolutely. Okay, Pam. Do you want male voice number one or male voice number two?
Let's see. I'll take door number two.
Okay, then I'll read the next one.
All right.
I know, I'm a little goofy, but I can't help myself. Okay, and this is called Lie With Me by Yonder Is Gone. And lie with me in the satin unconcealed, ribboned with billowing clouds of time before. In remembrance of the heated flesh you yield, speak with lusting of me bound to an explore. Harvest the nectar flowing as our carnal tide. We offer the reaping of our gathered at Providence's shrine. This knowing of intimacy, two beings climactically collide. Wholeness we attain by the universe's design. End poem. Okay, Naomi, you get to go first. Uh-oh. Off mute, Naomi, off mute.
Yeah, off mute, off mute. I unmuted myself again. quick finger there. Yeah, another wonderful rite that, has a spiritual undertone to it that fits the prompt so well. We offer the reaping of our gathered at Providence's shrine. And just something, so spiritual too about this knowing of intimacy, two beings climatically collide, wholeness we attain by the universe's design. Something like the universe, the fate there, just universe speaking to them as a greater voice that's leading them to come together. And so a greater power there somewhere. And it's just an amazing rite all the way through. I really like ribbon with billowing clouds of time before. The ribbon with billowing clouds, that's beautiful. Wonderful, right?
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. And Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is a wonderful romantic rite. I like how it speaks on a deep connection of a relationship between two people who were made for each other. And I especially think that comes through in the last stanza, this knowing of intimacy. Two beings climatically collide, wholeness we attain by the universe's design. Wonderful, right, and very well done.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have to say, I like this one as well. It was a great brevity and a nice take on the prompt. And I thought there were lovely lines throughout the whole piece. Each one of the couplets all had something to offer that was just well done. Lie with me in the satin unconcealed, ribboned with billowing clouds of time before. In remembrance of the heated flesh you yield, speak with lusting of me bound and explore. They were just the two I grabbed. I thought it was nicely done. I really did. And each line was just very, each line, each couplet was just, I don't know. I thought it had a wonderful, wonderful imagery and thoughts in it. So nicely done. And thank you for sharing. Absolutely. Yeah, I liked it very much. Okay, so let me see where I'm going from here. Whatever. I was like looking, I thought I saw a question in the room I might have needed to address, but I could not find it. Okay, Pam. This one is for you. And this is called Nebulous by Lama Ra. So whenever you're ready.
Black hole gravity, so lost in your galaxy, a nebula of lust. Use the stars as a canopy, collarbone kisses, comet wishes, tears as moons cry. Use me as your spaceship. I'll take you on a smooth ride with wet dream anomalies on pillow cloud skin. Yes, I'm thirsty for your love, drinking your cup of sins. Your touch is the solar winds as I purge deep within every inch, every fiber of your nude beams and bends. Mind torments, wild moments as we fall from the sky. That's what it feels like when we entwine. No call to deny this pole attraction. The universe is ours tonight. I want to count your vivid dreams like fire flowers in flight. Lost in the sight of your eyes and sound of your mind, with all the sparkles of a thousand stars, they twinkle as bright as moonlight. Lead the way in the darkness. Make the heavens shy at the sheer starkness. Not even waiting to get you home. These woods may need headphones as we deafen them with our moans. So stoned on the feel of your skin, addicted to the way you dive and dip. Deep sea levels, back arches to mimic moon's shape. Not even caring about the night sounds. I'll give you all you can take. Hourglass shapes and chocolate escapes. Under the perfect caress of the Milky Way, my mind, body, and soul unite as we create our own piece of heaven. Don't need heaven. I've already found my faith. End poem.
Nice read. Naomi, do you want to start us off? Off mute, honey, off mute. I'm going to take that mute button away from you.
Oh, my gracious. Okay, I got it. I really like this piece. You know, there's beautiful lines in here. Yes, I'm thirsty for your love, drinking your cup of sins. Your touch is the solar winds as I purge deep within every inch, every fiber of your nude beams and bends. I love that, beams and bends. And I want to count your vivid dreams like fire flowers in flight. Lost in the sight of your eyes and sound of your mind with all the sparkles of a thousand stars. That's so beautiful there, you know, not only the body, but the mind as well. And way down into the soul, because, you know, that last stanza, oh, wow. You know, like I could recite the whole thing, you know, when he goes into the hourglass shapes and the chocolate escapes, just so beautifully written all the way through. This is an amazing, amazing piece.
Absolutely.
Bravo.
Nice comment, Naomi. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is absolutely beautiful. And I was noticing that it's actually a collaboration with Sporadic Pen. Yeah, and I think they both did a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
Because really, yeah, it flows quite seamlessly. To where you have trouble telling where a different voice comes in. Amazing imagery and metaphors, a beautiful, seductive, and sensual collaboration. I really like this all the way through, but I especially like how they used a lot of metaphors and imagery that had to do with space. And lost in the sight of your eyes and sound of your mind with all the sparkles of a thousand stars. It was great. And so was hourglass shapes and chocolate escape under the perfect caress of the Milky Way. Great, right? Sorry. And
take a drink,
well
Pam. Take a drink. Take a drink. Something strong. It'll work you right through that cough. Oh, I forgot. We're on air. I'm only kidding. I thought this was a nicely penned collaboration. I'm glad you caught that, Pam, because I totally missed it. I totally missed it. And an interesting take on the prompt. But I said that, and then when I got down to the very end, I was like, I got it. Everybody has a different interpretation of that prompt. So I thought there was a great metaphor throughout, and it was well done by the two of them. And I grabbed up that last stanza, Naomi. I took the whole thing. Don't worry. Not even waiting to get you home. These woods may need headphones as we deafen them with our moans. So stoned on the feel of your skin, addicted to the way you dive and dip, deep sea levels, back arches to mimic moon shape, not even caring about the night sounds. I'll give you all you can take, hourglass shapes and chocolate escapes under the perfect caress of the Milky Way. My mind, body, and soul unite as we create our own piece of heaven. Don't need heaven. I've already found my faith. So I thought that was really nicely done. So thank you for sharing. Excellent collaboration. Mm-hmm. I think we need another collaboration contest soon. I'll have to work on that. Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
That was fun. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Indeed.
Okay. Now, Naomi, it'll be nice to you, and I'm not going to give you a male voice yet. So, I'm going to let you read this piece, which is by My Angels 3, and it's called Can't Fight Fate. So, whenever you're ready. Hey, Robbie.
Okay. Can't Fight Fate. Unable to resist his magnetic charms and totally powerless up against his sheer determination to claim her, she crumpled as he pulled her in close and kissed her. She could taste the testosterone on his lips as it sealed her fate. In that moment, she became a willing sacrifice, laying herself vulnerably bare on the dripping altar of his profoundly dark desires. Yes, her fate was sealed the instant he kissed her. She briefly paused the kiss and begrillingly whispered in his ear, "Ravage me like there's no tomorrow. Then when tomorrow comes, ravish me again and again and again. Don't you ever stop." She wanted him to feel her sweltering womanly flesh with his smoldering masculine virility. As he filled all of her glorious tomorrows with inexhaustible doses of his deeply devoted, yet commandingly dominant love. End poem.
Nice read, Naomi. Nice read. Pam, are you back? I hope so, because I didn't hear it. I have to read it. okay. Well, I don't think Pam's back yet. So let me take this opportunity to welcome Robbie to the show. Thank you, Robbie, for calling in. See, one of us is
hey.
I told Robbie when I picked him up, I said, Jenny, you
need Foster thrown in the room.
That's right.
Needed a man.
Yeah. I told him he gets to read the next seven. Oh, my goodness. And I'm sure that Robbie did not hear this piece because I had him in the green room. That's why I didn't hear the piece. So let me see. Do I see Pam out there in the room? I'm sorry, Robbie. Go ahead.
It's funny. As soon as you... unmuted, I heard Naomi said again and again. Those are the first words I heard, and I laughed so hard. I was just like, perfect timing.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking, yeah, I think I missed. I think I missed the poem. Like, here I go. It's in that speed reading mode now.
I can comment if you want. Phil, I read it.
Well, that works as long as you comment very slowly because I have to read it.
That's it. I'll comment slowly. I'll just recite the whole thing over again.
There you go.
No, this is really, wow. This is, domination and, it being pulled, like being really powerless by somebody, you feel that magnetic charm that he has over you, and you are pulled, almost against your will to him. And, with one simple kiss, and that does happen sometimes, and you become a willing sacrifice, which fits with the prompt, with the prompt again, which is, the spirituality of becoming like a willing sacrifice. I like that stanza. In that moment, she became a willing sacrifice, laying herself vulnerably bare on the dripping altar of his profoundly dark desires. Her fate was sealed the instant he kissed her. And you want me to say those again and again and again?
Oh my gosh.
Ravage me again and again and again.
Oh, my
gracious. Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny when you said what you said, Robbie. And, this is just, amazing all the way through. There's little bits and pieces of alliteration scattered throughout it, which gives it an extra little something, beautifulness to the right. And, just amazingly well done by my angel three here. I really enjoyed this, right?
Yes, I agree. Thank you, Naomi. You commented just slow enough, I think, for me to get a grip. And I think Pam's back because I saw in the little corner of my screen. I'm back. Hi, Pam.
Yes, I am back. And welcome to the show, Robbie. Glad we can put our deep voices to rest since we have you now. And,
it's only just 7 to read. It's all good.
Yes, and only 7 to read.
Poor guy's going to hang up. I'm not reading 7. Oh, my God.
I've handcuffed him to the chair.
That's a whole different kind of Wednesday night, Pam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
I'm like, no. Oh,
but
God.
This was an amazing and powerful erotic rite on surrendering to desire. I really like the line, yes, her fate was sealed the instant he kissed her. And then also she wanted him to fill her sweltering womanly flesh with his smoldering masculine virility as he filled all of her glorious tomorrows. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought it was a beautifully penned piece and I loved her take on the prompt. I thought there was wonderful imagery and her emotions were nicely expressed in the piece. I picked it up from here. Robbie, I did this on your behalf because she could taste the testosterone. See, we finally got some here, so we're all like, oh, yeah. She
that's
could taste
what I was thinking, too.
Yep.
That was the most appropriate line of the night.
Amen. But she could taste the testosterone on his lips, and it sealed her fate. In that moment, she became a willing sacrifice, laying herself vulnerably bare on the dripping altar of his profoundly dark desires. Yes, her fate was sealed the instant he kissed her. I thought that was just a wonderful section of the poem, but the whole thing was really well done. So thank you, my angels three, and thanks for writing for the contest and great addition to the show. Wonderful job. And Robbie, how about you?
I like in the realm of erotic, I'm trying not to laugh with the chat and everything. In the realm of erotic poetry, I like when I see poetry that's either entirely submissive or entirely dominant in tone, because both of those have their own charm. And it's nice to see a poem that dives completely into one side of it or the other. And with this poem, it's very sensory and very visceral, but it's not like a triple X rated poem or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's still, because of how visceral and physical it is, like tasting the testosterone and just the way it's written overall, it really conveys the dominance. And right. I like the picture that's with the post here. And it's like with the title "Can't Fight Fate," and that's one of the most fun and intoxicating types of things you can do in poetry, where it's that inevitability. It's like, you know, well, you know, she's resisting, but she's not really resisting, you know. Right. You know, and she's like, yeah, and it's just yeah, it's just one of the most fun things I think that you can do in poetry.
Yeah. Great comments. Great comment, Robbie. And thanks for sharing that with us. Now, the next piece I'm going to put up, guess who's going to read it? Here's number one, Robbie. No, I'm only kidding. I got to behave myself. But I'm glad you can, Custom Pam, just in case. This is called Satin Cheat Dreams, Silk Lingerie Reality by Bookworm Dave.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Have at it, Robbie. Have at it.
What's your favorite color, Robbie?
Okie dokie. Satin dreams. Satin dreams. So, yeah. So you wanted me to read, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Satin sheet dreams, silk lingerie reality. Was it too much to ask? I thought as I found myself drinking scotch. We were not as young as we thought. She whispered her desires. I whispered into her ear. Silk lingerie, I tease her as she pulls me to her, asking me if I was sure. Love was the course, appetizer, dessert. Licking my lips. With her, nothing else seemed to matter. Completing my life as I saw it then. Maybe now I can tell the truth. Then I thought it was true, even planned on making it so. But the fall came. Spring, we began. Summer, too. Now fall is the leaves fall. We, too, were falling. Apart, winter would confirm our demise as a couple. But now I remember our love, holding her, kissing. Emotion was missing. It was all so mechanical. I see it clearly now. Even with silk and satin, fond memories, but idealized, no. It was as I wanted it to be. No, we are free from each other as I stare at my words, wisps of tears clearing them to see clearly. Wind is howling outside, reminding me how he said goodbye. No warm hug, no kiss, just transaction. Giving back what was hers, telling me she did not know what was mine. So I got nothing returned, just a stale gaze, an empty hug, with the faint promise that we never did keep. End poem.
Off mute, Gene, yeah. Off mute.
Well, hell, that's no fun. I was saying what I wanted to. Okay, Pam, I'm off mute now. Would you like to comment on this piece?
not really, but no, I will. And yes, I absolutely do want to comment on it. It took an interesting twist at the end. Honestly, with the beginning, I was not expecting such a sad ending. Before that, it had some wonderful sensuality, especially it with Silk Lingerie. I tease her as she pulls me to her, asking me if I was sure love was the course, appetizer, dessert, licking my lips, hoping my dreams would be true tonight. Wonderful lines and a great emotional impact. And very well done.
Nice. Great comment, Pam. And Naomi, how about you?
Oh, yeah, me too. You know, I was like there going, what's this? What's this? Where's this going? You know, this becoming so sad here. No. But wonderful nostalgic tale told of, a love that just drifted apart, very relatable to so many people, I think, that have relationships, especially, in that stanza where she says, giving back what was hers, telling me she did not know what was mine. So I got nothing returned. Oh, that happens so often, even when you're separating your stuff. But before that, the stanza Pam mentioned, and love was the course, appetizer, dessert, licking my lips, hoping my dreams would be true tonight. There's wonderful sensuality before that. Just wonderful. And so a great write by Bookworm Dave for sure. Bravo.
Absolutely. And Robbie, how about you?
Well, because of the twist that we've been describing, as the reader, I found it as a bit of a maybe challenge is too strong a word, but it was like when I realized what the change was, then I found that I had to change the tone of my voice, which was an interesting exercise and interesting little challenge, because, you don't want to be talking like this when it's getting to be twist ending, I had to remodulate my voice there.
Right.
So from that point of view, it was interesting to, I was in my mind, I was literally like, oh, wait a minute, this is a sad ending coming up. I better change the tone of my voice. When you look at the title too, it kind of like the clue's there, because it's Silk Dreams reality, reality. And I think if I looked at the title a little closer, but that's the thing is, it can be easy to miss when you're when you're on a show like this and you're about to recite, because you're focused on reading the poem as soon as you get unmuted or whatever. So, but I think you would maybe pick it up more readily, the clue in the title, if you were reading at a leisurely pace. But it was a well executed twist that they did there. So, interesting sort of a poetic exercise to read this when you're, you're trying to impart the two tones of the poem when you're
Absolutely. I get it, Robbie. But see, that title would not have led me in that direction of expecting this twist in the plot here, because I've had many Silk Lingerie realities that weren't all that bad. It was a positive experience. Just saying, I've been married twice. I'm allowed to say that. Okay, but definitely was an unexpected twist. That's for sure. It was interesting. I was like, oh, wait a minute, this is going to be sad. But I thought it was a nicely penned piece. You know, a sad piece as the story played on. Good imagery, emotions were well expressed. And I picked it up here. We too were falling apart. Winter would confirm our demise as a couple. But now I remember our love, holding her, kissing. Emotion was missing. It was all so mechanical. I see it so clearly now. Even with silk and satin, fond memories, but idealized. No, it was as I wanted it to be. No, we are free from each other. You know, I thought it was well done by Dave. So nice work, Dave, and an intriguing take on the prompt, for sure. But nice job. Absolutely. So let me see now. Let's see, Pam, what do I have for you? Here we go. And here we go. This piece is by Casey Day, and it's called Separated. So whenever you're ready.
All right. My breath slips from my lips and dances across your shoulders, gliding across the nape of your neck. My fingertips trace the lines of your body. You told me you like to keep things separated, your work and play, the sheets, my legs. Now you're holding me down and I'm drowning. You belong to me. I won't close my eyes. Leave the lights on so I can see the devil in your smile before you sink your teeth in me, sinking into these sheets while the room catches fire. I wonder if you notice I can feel your body trembling. Something in the air makes it feel so heavy. Pulling on my strings, you unravel me. Push and pulling, we rupture into the haze of sunrise. End poem.
Nice read, Pam. Nice read. Naomi, you want to start us off?
Yeah, and I'm going to start off by saying what a wonderful treat to have right by Casey Day. I haven't seen one in a while. Well, not in my context anyway. Hint, hint, hint. And yeah, you know, I just love her straightforward way of writing. You know, it's just, you know, in your face, and it flows so smoothly and so beautifully. My breath slips from my lips and dances across your shoulders, gliding across the nape of your neck. My fingertips trace the lines of your body. You know, she could have stopped right there. That would have been an amazing brevity, just one stanza. But no, it goes on and on to beautiful and more beautiful, more beautiful. You know, I love that sinking into these sheets while the room catches fire. I wonder if you notice I can feel your body trembling. And then that last stanza, wow, it brings it all together. You know, the movement there she puts in. Just amazing, amazing write by Casey Day here. Just so beautifully done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is a beautiful sensual write with amazing imagery and metaphors. I do like the little touch of humor. And you told me, like, you like to keep things separated, your work and play, the sheets, my legs. And I thought it was especially sensual within that last stanza. Pulling on my strings, you unravel me. Push and pulling, we rupture into the haze of sunrise. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. And Robbie, how about you?
Well, with the line here, you belong to me, I won't close my eyes. And then couple that with the painting. That's being used here, and it just reminded me of a very experiential thing, like someone's revealing almost like a painting of a moment, You know, it's very, like the poem's very in the moment all the time. And it just kind of reminded me of that because of how, like, when I think of painting as a process, you know, you're totally in the moment and you're unraveling the world as it comes. And so, like, the whole poem had that very experiential, in the moment sort of a thing. And then also, like, it's sinking into these sheets while the room catches fire. So it's very much feelings, like, in the present moment.
Right. Great comment. Yeah, I thought this was an excellent piece, and it was well written. I picked it up here. You belong to me. I won't close my eyes. Leave the lights on so I can see the devil in your smile before you sink your teeth in me. Sinking into these sheets while the room catches fire, I wonder if you notice. I can feel your body trembling. Something in the air makes it feel so heavy. Pulling on my strings, you unravel me. Pushing and pulling, we rupture into a haze of sunrise. I thought it was a great job all the way around. So nice work, Casey, and thanks for sharing with us. Absolutely. Fabulous job. Mm-hmm. I did like the first two stanzas as well. It's another one of those. Another one of those, Naomi. Just saying. Okay. The next piece I'm going to put up is called Holy Union, and it's by the Regiel, I think. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce that, so I apologize. Loving someone is an act of worship. Vagrant lips become a recalcitrant Bible. Bodies glittered with anticipation become an altar. The blood of God consciousness compels you to exercise the separation of daylight hours, burdens of the societal knots. Love is an act of devotion. I'm on my knees. Oh, Lord, hear my prayer. I'm in the confession box. Oh, Lord, hear me machinate for my lovers, for my love's paradise. Wow. I read this earlier, too. Let me do it again. I'm in the confession box. Oh, Lord, hear me machinate for my love's paradisiacal, wow, flesh. He's on his throne. His lap, another altar, pulsing with temptation. As I pour milk and honey as a sacrifice, as a thanks, as a devotion, as a ritual, as a blessing, as a calling for sacred union. My hands part my lips, my spine a sudiferous sea. As his grace unfurls, a tree of life blooming within his holy matriarch. This holy matriarch. Wow, I really messed that up a little bit. But end poem. And I thought it was a wonderful piece. So with that being said, I do apologize for my tripping all over it. Naomi, do you want to start us off?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm off mute. My gracious. Okay, so you guys heard me drink water and do everything. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Holy Union. Yeah, you know, this is amazing. She really dives in deep, you know, to the spirituality in this one. You know, loving someone is an act of worship. And, you know, it is, you know. Vagrant lips become a recalcitrant Bible. Bodies glittered with anticipation become an altar. The blood of God consciousness compels you to exercise the separation of daylight hours, burdens of societal knots. Loving is an act of devotion. I'm on my knees, oh Lord, hear my prayer. And then, you know, the part where she's in the confession box, you know, that is a great part to throw in there. You know, just a great right to the prompt, and wonderfully well done all through. So bravo.
Thanks, Naomi. Great comment. Sorry, I was kind of lost in a thought. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is beautiful. I like how she uses the extended metaphor of, you know, an of act of worship through seduction and love and the sense of desire that it creates. You know, I'm on my knees, oh Lord, hear my prayer. I'm in the confession box. Oh Lord, hear me machinate for my love's paradoxical flesh. He's on his throne, his lap, another altar pulsing with temptation as I pour milk and honey as a sacrifice. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. And Robbie, how about you?
Well, it's interesting and nice to hear a sensual poem written from that sort of tone or that sort of perspective. You don't hear it as often, but you do hear it sometimes, that sort of reverential sort of a tone. Yeah, and mm-hmm. it does fit because, like you say, it like when you're making love, it's like an act of worship. And, you know, it's like they say how, like, people, you know, like when they're in the throes of passion, they'll say that. They'll say, oh, God, you know. And so, like, it's kind of wired in us, kind of that sort of reverence in the back of our minds. And with the way it was written, it the structure of it, I felt, with the pacing of the lines and that, I think it reflected that sort of reverential tone or that sort of mm-hmm. Almost prayer-like sort of a rhythm to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, great great comment. Yeah, I thought it was an incredible piece, a wonderful reflection of the prompt. Now, she said she had this laying about, and the quote reminded her of it, so she thought she'd pop it in. Apparently, it wasn't on All Poetry because this was not a pre-write contest. But I have to say, I picked this up. Loving someone is an act of worship. Vagrant lips become a recalcitrant Bible. Bodies glittered with anticipation become an altar. The blood of God consciousness compels you to exercise the separation of daylight hours, burdens of the societal knots. Love is an act of devotion. I'm on my knees. Oh, Lord, hear my prayer. I'm in the confession box. Oh, Lord, hear me machinate over my love's paradisical flesh. I thought it was a pretty incredible piece. But I was so happy that she was inspired by the contest. I don't know if this was a complete piece before or not, but I told her I was happy she was inspired to write. And it was just awesome work. So nicely done, Deregio. Much appreciate the addition to the show and to the contest. Excellent job. Okie dokie. So now that will bring me to our friend Robbie, number two. Just kidding.
This is such a... I've been prepping myself. I've been
you
eating
working out?
Spicy Indian food.
Oh my gosh. Well, that should fix you right up. Okay.
Yep.
Well, this piece, I bet you it's a doozy because it's by our friend Poeta de Cabra. And it's called Between the Sheets. So here goes, Robbie, here goes.
Okay, Between the Sheets. Been away all week and I feel beat, but tonight I'm sure I'll get little sleep. Soon be between top and bottom sheet, and I know, babe, you will turn up the heat. Some may consider it to be a dreadful sin, but tonight I intend to worship your skin. This evening, when I visit your living quarters, I intend parting your sheets like holy waters. My temperature will be high, as if I have a fever. Soon be cured through a born-again believer. Your lovely skin, soft to touch, smooth and milky, will be writhing between the sheets, nice and silky. At the moment, I'm tired, drained, and full of lethargy, but get me between the sheets, I'll find some energy. Holding you in my arms, making love, what a delight. Putting out that the raging fires may possibly take all night. Tonight, sweetheart, will be a night you'll never forget. Sheets will be a mess, be covered in juices and sweat. Every muscle will be used tonight, like a pair of athletes' memories, too, will be made once between those sheets. End poem.
Nice read, Robbie. Nice read. Pam, you want to start us off on this?
Absolutely. Well, it's good to see a write from Poeta. As always, you've got an amazing rhyming poem. I like how he writes about a man who comes home after a long day of work and, you know, just ready to be close to his partner. I really thought it was a fun, sexy write all the way through, but I especially like my temperature will be high as if I have a fever, soon be cured, though, like a born-again believer. Your lovely skin, soft to touch, smooth and milky, will be writhing beneath the sheet, nice and silky. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, wonderful rhythm and rhyme for sure throughout this piece. And, you know, wonderful take on that prompt. Again, you know, elements of the quote written into the poem. And, you know, my temperature will be high as if I have a fever, soon be cured, though like a born-again believer. Your lovely skin, soft to touch, smooth and milky, will be wreathing between the sheets, nice and silky. You know, yeah, he's drained after a tired day, but he's going to find that energy. Yeah, making love all night long. So wonderful, wonderful write by Poeta here. And, yeah, good to see him. For sure.
Absolutely. And Robbie, how about you?
Well, I enjoyed the rhythmic cadence here. It had that, I think it follows the A-B-A-B structure. And, with this kind of poetry, that's a very natural form to use. And I thought it was funny, I almost said silky when I was supposed to read milky, and it's like I anticipated the silky part. Like it comes so naturally in a poem like this, and so it kind of shows how he's really fitting, you know, what one would expect of a night like this. And I laughed to myself when I thought of like how, you know, it talks about, oh, you know, I have some energy. I don't have that much energy, but I'll find the energy. And it made me think of dessert where, you know, like where you're full, you're like, oh, I'm stuffed. This meal's being too much. But then dessert comes along. You're like, you know what? I think I could fit in some dessert.
Right.
It reminded me of that.
How true.
Yeah. And just the overall tone of the poem had that delightful, especially because of the way the rhyming went. It had that delightful, cheekiness isn't quite the right word, but something close to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Poet is known for his devilish works. He puts in these rhymers, and it's like, oh, did he just say that? And you go, yes, he did. Yeah, he's good like that. But this was really a nice take on the prompt. I thought he did a great job, and I really enjoyed it. But, you know, I'm like Pam. Pam started to read some of the quote from the prompt, or some of the prompt quote in the piece. But some may consider it to be a dreadful sin, but tonight I intend to worship your skin. This evening when I visit your living quarters, I intend parting to your sheets like holy waters. My temperature will be high as if I have a fever, soon be cured, though, like a born-again believer. Your lovely skin, soft to touch, smooth and milky, will be writhing between the sheets, nice and silky. I thought that he incorporated the bits and pieces of the quote nicely in this. You know, he definitely took it apart and just, you know, tucked them in little places. And I thought it was a great job on that. So appreciate the entry, Poeta, and thanks for sharing with us. Absolutely. Okay. So now for my next magic trick. I have, well, I don't know what the heck I have. Oh, Naomi, I have one for you. You didn't leave me, right?
Okay.
This is called Baptized by Your Fire by Jody Melton. So whenever you're ready.
Okay. Well, I have to take off. He has a deep voice, too. So, oh, my Jesus. Baptized by your fire. In the quiet of our chambers, silken shadows start to blend. Silver sheets like liquid moonlight in the evening soft descend. Walls whisper ancient sonnets in a language known to few. Each verse is a sacred secret only meant for me and you. Beneath the folds of satin where the world outside is bared, lies a realm of tender passion, softly lit by distant stars. Part those sheets like holy waters, dive into the deep serene, their sanctity in touching in the spaces in between. And I, a fervent worshiper, at this altar made of skin, find religion in your contours, in the exhale and the in. I'll trace hymns across your landscape with my lips a silent prayer, in every touch a testament of the love we came to share. In the fabric's gentle crumple, there's a story to be told of two souls in silent conversation, bold as brass, yet uncontrolled. The room, a haloed chamber where our spirits dare to leap, finds us tangled in the linen, in the covenant we keep. Let us worship in the silence, let us speak without a sound, in the temple of our lovemaking, where our sanctuary's found. Each caress a psalm of pleasure, every sigh a choir's tune, will partake in the sacred ritual, from the night until the noon. For in this soft seclusion, where the mundane cannot reach, we are sculptures of this moment, where our bodies learn, our bodies teach. Let us linger in the feeling, in the warmth of skin on skin, in this bed, our church of velvet, where the stars themselves come in. So part these sheets like holy waters, let the sacred come to view. In the silver glow of twilight, I find faith renewed in you. For in the worship of your skin, I'm a born-again believer in the temple of our whispers, where love is the great achiever. End poem.
Holy macaroni. What a wonderful rite. Pam, do you want to start us off?
Yes, this is definitely a wonderful rite. Great rhyme and flow, beautiful imagery and metaphors. It's sensual and romantic. It speaks on the connection between flesh and souls, you know, that through the act of love as a kind of a worship. I really like, let us worship in the silence, let us speak without a sound, in the temple of our lovemaking where our sanctuary's found, each caress a psalm of pleasure, every sigh a choir's tune, we'll partake in this sacred ritual from the night until the noon. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. I have to agree with every word. Robbie, how about you?
Well, this again had the sort of A-B-A-B rhyme scheme. And what I liked was in this one, it was more of a mix of two tones because we had the one poem that was pretty much straight up a spiritual thing. And this one, it had the spiritual imagery, but it was more used as a simile. So it was interesting and nice to see those two sort of tones in a little more entwined. But then as you go like towards the end of the poem, I think it gets a little bit more on the nose towards being like a little more on the spiritual side. But it's nice to see a poem like this that's like sensual throughout, and it shifts like the tone a little bit, but it's still basically sensual. It's a nice kind of little dance of tones, and I just enjoyed the similes that he used here, the images overall. I thought he had a lot of really good ones here in the fabric's gentle crumple. I love that. Those kind of images I just love.
I have to agree. Naomi, you want to go ahead?
Yes. Wow. Yeah, this is amazing writing. This is one of my favorites so far. I think Central writes from Jody. You know, he has so many excellent lines in here. There's a sanctity in touching in the spaces in between. That is so beautiful. And, I, a fervent worshiper at this altar made of skin, find religion in your contours. In the exhale and the in. That is beautiful. I'll trace hymns across your landscape with my lips of silent prayer, and every touch a testament of the love we come to share. And yeah, me too, I like the gentle crumple there. That's just beautifully worded. And then, you know, when it comes down to each caress, a psalm of pleasure, because the Book of Psalms is you know, a book of adoration and a song, you know, and so, you know, that fits so beautifully in the poem there. Every sigh acquires tunes, will partake in the sacred ritual from the night until the noon. What else does he have in here? Just beautiful. And the imagery throughout it, too, is just amazing. You know, the silver glow of twilight and, so much other beautiful imagery that he has. But, you know, what a wonderful write by Jody, for sure.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with everybody. This is an amazing piece. Great rhyme and meter throughout. A beautiful take on the prompt. I thought it was amazing work. I only grabbed the last stanza of this and put it down, but I really, this is another one of those, Naomi, it's another one where I wanted to grab them all. Because each stanza has, something wonderful, you know. The first one alone, in the quiet of our chamber, silken shadows start to blend. Silver sheets like liquid moonlight in the evening soft descend. Walls whisper ancient sonnets in the language known to few. Each verse is a sacred secret, only meant for me and you. I mean, the first stanza was wonderful, and everyone after that was equally as good. I mean, I thought it was a great take on the prompt. So definitely a great piece.
Absolutely.
You know. Yeah, definitely. I don't know, brought a smile to my face because I like that kind of stuff. I love rhyming poetry. You know, some people say, it's too old, you know, it's not that. But I think there's something about it that, I don't know. I think that sometimes it just carries a lot. So I have to say that, you know, it's just nicely done. And thank you, Jody, for sharing with us. And let me see now. I have one more left. One more. And Pam? Oh, you know what? No, I'm going to make Robbie read it because I think it's a fella's voice. And I didn't get 7 for him, so I have to give him another one. This is called The Undiscovered. Undiscovered. So I hope it's undiscovered. By KC82. And whenever you're ready, Robbie.
Okay, just opening up now. The Undiscovered. The curves and line of her body resembled a lost, undiscovered, ancient, buried city. On a Mayan tea-stained colored scroll, he would discover and explore each inch with perfect precision, a gentle touch and caress, like a blind man delicately studying for that elusive mental image. A feather-like touch, a tickle, as if he was slowly reaching out towards a rebirth, an unseen, unfelt silk, sensual texture. A beautiful, flourishing rose. A godlike second coming from a hibernated state. Through a dark, cold winter, growing, living from light. The feeling so bonding, the joining of clans, two war-torn countries coming together, the beautiful, needed unite. The old has been abandoned, the snake's skin truly shed. End poem.
Nice read, Robbie. Nice read. Naomi, you want to start us off on this one?
Absolutely. You know, right from that first line, you know, he had me there. The curves and lines of her body resemble the lost, undiscovered, ancient, buried city on a Mayan tea-stained colored scroll. Oh, that is so, you know, so brilliant. And, you know, just the way he discovers her piece by piece, you know, I just like a feather-like touch, a tickle, as if he was slowly reaching out towards a rebirth as an unseen, unfelt silk, sensual texture. You know, just amazing, right down to that very finish. The old has been abandoned, the snake skin truly shed. Wonderful imagery and wonderful, you know, uniquely creative metaphors throughout this poem. Wonderfully well written.
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. And Pam, how about you?
This is wonderful, beautiful, and powerful imagery and metaphors all the way through. Another one that truly is a treat for the senses. I particularly like a beautiful flourishing rose, a godlike second coming from a hibernated state through a dark, cold winter, growing, living from light. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. And Robbie, how about you?
Well, it was a pleasure to read. I really gave it my all since it was the last poem. And the first line also caught me. The curves and line on her body resembled a lost, undiscovered, ancient, buried city. It's a wonderful metaphor there. And the poem overall had a sort of a metaphor or a feeling of almost like a resurrection or a rediscovering of oneself, like discovering a new self that, you know, through the union with someone else. And then I'm just going down to where I remember like a blind man delicately studying for that elusive mental image. Like from that line on, there was really a feeling of sensory discovery. And not just like the conventional sensory discovery, but like a very slow, gradual sensory discovery, like, you know, kind of blooming, you know, slowly but surely. And just that, I just enjoyed the feeling it conveyed of like discovering someone's body, like absolutely and totally. And it had some unique analogies. I'm using the word similes a lot, but I don't know why. Joining of clans, two war-torn countries coming together. I never would have thought of that as something to use, but it works. And then I love that at the end. The old has abandoned, the snake's skin truly shed. And that very much is the really finishes off the tone of a rebirth or a rediscovery.
Right. Yeah, I said that. I agree. I agree with all three of you again. I liked the piece very much, and I liked it from the first line down. The curves and lines of her body resembled the lost, the undiscovered ancient buried city on a Mayan tea-stained colored scroll. He would discover and explore each inch with perfect precision, a gentle touch and caress, like a blind man delicately studying for that elusive mental image, a feather-like touch, a tickle, and if he was slowly reaching out towards a rebirth, an unseen, unfelt silk, sensual texture. I took all of that in my comment, but there's nothing harsh to be said about any line from there forward. I think it was just a nicely done piece and a good take on the prompt. It was it had that tone to it. So excellent job, KC82, and thank you for sharing with us. I want to thank you, Robbie, for calling in. I'd like to thank you, Naomi, for hanging out with us all night. Pam, thank you for hanging with me. It was a good night of poetry. Excellent entries into the contest. Can't wait to I'll have to go back through them and line them up and see if any of the other folks have given me permission so we can have a Frisky Friday as well. And just a wonderful job, everybody. And thank you so much. And let's see, today's Wednesday. I'll see you all on Friday. Tomorrow night we have in our Craft and Sullen Art, and our host tomorrow night will be Scott Sharp. And I look forward to that show as well. I and Pam will be running it. So thank you again, as always. Take care. Night.
Good evening. Bye.
Take care.
Good night, all.
Good night, Robbie.